coming towards the Chag of Hanukkah, and all the parshios regarding Yosef HaTzadik always relate to the Chag of Hanukkah. So, begs the kasha, what is the kesher between Yosef HaTzadik and Hanukkah? That's the first kasha I want to ask. Second kasha is kasha the Re'im in the bottom of the smog asks, the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Chafal from Beis, it says, my Hanukkah. And the Gemara goes through, quotes the Bryce and McGillis in the Gemara and Shabbos, Chafal from Beis. And it says that at the end of the Bryce, it says, Nasa bones vidliku mimenu shmona yomim, lashon acheres kovum v'asum yomim tovim, v'halol bohodah. So the Reim asks on the bottom of the page of the Smag that the Bryson never mentions we have to be Madlik Neros Hanukkah. It's a Pella. The Gemara says we have to say Halo, and we have to say Hodah. Rashi Taitchus Hodah is saying Alanisim in Shmon Esrei. So this is a bomb kasha. So those are the two kashas I wanted to start off with. So, if you look up Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik went through a lot of tzuris in his life. We know that brothers sold him, and he was in jail, and he went through terrible tzar. And you think that a person that went through such tzar wouldn't be able to function properly, let alone rise from being in jail to becoming the viceroy, and not missing a step any in his learning. You know, the Gemara Medrash says that Egla Rufa was the last sugya he learned with Yaakov, and he reminded him of that sugya. He didn't miss a step. You know, he was surrounded by Tumah and Mitzrayim, and a lot of difficulty, and he never was nichshol in any averis. In fact, the Gemara says in Yuma, Lamed Hamid Beis, that Yosef HaTzadik is the Machayev of Rishoyim. Rishoyim that are Kimitznus. And the Gemara says that the Rosha says that, you know, goes to Shemayim and says, you know, he was so handsome and he therefore he was Nichshol. He had no choice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to him and says, look at Yosef HaTzadik. And the Priyat Soda asks, how is he a Machayev for the Rishoyim? He had an advantage, Yosef HaTzadik. He saw the image of his father. So how could he be Machayev for the Rishoyim? So the Teretz is that didn't come from magic, that image that he saw at the Kuno Shel Aviv. He conjured it up himself. He lived in a difficult situation, but he had trained himself to be able to be strong in learning in your Shemayim, and nothing fazed him. And this is what Yosef HaTzadik represents for us. He was able, in a very, very strong way, to, you know, bracket and compartmentalize difficulties he had in his life. You know, when a person has difficulties in life, sometimes it can grab hold of him, and he can't function. He can't daven, can't learn, can't do any chesed. Yosef HaTzadik, everything he went through, he was able to box it in and be able to become a Yerushalayim, the viceroy, and become as the Shlach Kodesh, our fourth Av. That's an amazing thing. You know, we deal on everyone has difficulties. You shouldn't have any. Hashem shouldn't have anyone. But we have, you know, to deal with a lot of things. Sometimes you deal with shiduchim. You deal with the secular studies, the lachatz, the pressure. You know, things are difficult. It's not easy. But you got to get it together where you can box it in. And you can go to Seder and be there on time at 9. Be in shir on time. You know, you got an exam at 3 o'clock. You can focus on shir. You don't have to think about that exam that's at 3 where I can't focus on shir. I don't have to miss the whole day because I have an exam. I'm not saying it's easy. I went through it. I know college, they say, is much harder when I was in the college. But the bottom line is that Yosef teaches us you got to get it together. And you got to box it in and don't let it take hold there where you cannot go to Seder and you can't go to Shir. And you have to realize that these types of things happen throughout all of life. And this is what the Eibishter wants from us. They say from Reb Chaim, that, I say from the Brisker Rav rather, you know, the Mishnah says in Avos, when I have time in Pirek Beis, I'll learn. So you should never have that attitude because you'll never have free time. So they say from the Brisker Rav, a different shot in the Mishnah in Avos. You know what he said? He said, don't ever say I'm going to learn when I have free time. Because the Eibishter does not want that type of Talmud Torah. He wants the type of Talmud Torah that you have to your secular studies from 3 to 8. And you have lachatz with Shiduchim, whatever you have. He wants that type of Talmud Torah. He doesn't want Talmud Torah when you only have free time. He wants you to have that challenge and he wants you to pass it. And that type of Talmud Torah is unparalleled. And that's the pshat that he said is the Mishnah novice. They say for a story from the Kotzker, Zatzal, that he once said to his Hasidim, I know what you guys are davening for on Rosh Hashanah. That you want less parnasa because you want less daigas and less concern so you can learn more. I want you to know something. The Eibishter is not going to accept your tefillahs because he wants you to learn. He wants you to do the chesed. He wants you to follow Shulchan Aruch with all the dealings of Parnassa. That's what he wants from you. And that's the vort in the beginning of the Parsha. Bikesh Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to sit with tranquility. The kafetz alav rodzo shel Yosef. Yaakov went through all the tzuris with Esav, with Lavan. He wants a break. He wants to sit in Beis Medrash like he did in Shem Aver. He wants some break. The Eibishter says, no, that's not what life's all about. I want you to be Avodas Hashem. I want you to be Bechir Shem Avis, as the Shmos Rabba says, with all the challenges. And Yosef, his son, is kidnapped. Because that's not the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have these challenges, but we can pass it with Siyata Deshmaya. Habal Latar Messiahinlo. And that's what we have when it comes to Yosef HaTzadik. You know, the Gemara says in Yuma, and Dafayin Hey, the Gemara has a drasha and a pasuk in Mishle. Daiga Belev Ish Yasichena. Rav Ami Ravasi Kharma Yasichenu Midaito Vharma Yasichenu Lacheru. If you have a worry in your heart, Rashi says, Daiga, Pachat Shidoeg Al Hefsid Shum Dover, Pen Yavo. You're afraid of, you're worrying about losing something, that it might come about, you might lose something. So one day in the Gemara says, get it out of your mind. Get it out of your mind. Get it together. Box it in. Function properly. I'm not saying it's easy, but you got to do it. With Siyata Deshmaya, you can do it. The other Shita says if something's bothering you, you can speak about it with someone. But we're focusing on the first Shita, Yasichenu Midaito. Focus. Focus. Have the determination where the issue will not grab you, where you can't function and you cannot do your Avodas Hashem. There's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that Isi ben Yehuda was made on certain Tanoim. And the Gemara says, he said about Reb Yehuda Stam, Reb Yehuda and Shas, is Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi. Disan Isi ben Yehuda hayamoyne shvachan shel chachamim. Reb Meir Chacham, the Sofer. Reb Yehuda Chacham lichsheyirtze. Reb Yehuda was a chacham when he wanted to be. What does that mean? A chacham when he wanted to be. What's lashon haGemara? So the Maariz Chayis is amazing. The Maariz Chayis says, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is that sometimes it's difficult to learn. Ubizman sha'adam bitzar, obikas, Oshu Abamamida Oni. He's upset. He might be angry. He might have poverty. He's angry. He's jealous. But nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda was able to learn on the highest levels. Chacham l'shiyirtze. Now he says later on in the piece, he says, V'lo nimsi ish echad ben shmishim rabua asher yuchul yispoir atzmo ki yumuchshir b'chol eis b'chol rega lichnos b'pnimis atayr. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Stam, Rabbi Yehuda Bar-Lam, be on a high madrega. 1 in 600,000. But Lamaisu, he's a model for us. And perhaps we could beg to differ with that Nakuda, that everyone could at least strive and has to strive to be able to be a chacham l'shiyirtze. And in our yeshiva, we have many challenges. Double program, it's very hard. You know, is it the worst thing in the world if someone gets a B or a B plus or even a C plus? If you're learning Stark, I'm not saying you have to do it, but you know what? It's not the end of the world. You'll be matzliach in life. You got a B, you got a B plus. What, you know, don't worry about it. The ikar is you're learning. In our yeshiva, we have a Y and a U. The Y is first. The yeshiva is first. And we have to keep that in mind. I'm not minimizing you want to do well in the secular side. I know it's hard. Believe me, I know. But we have to do our utmost to get a good night's sleep. Plan out your schedule. Fridays you do work. Long Saturday nights you do work. You have Sunday afternoons. You have Thanksgiving. You gotta have free time. You gotta play ball, of course. Chilutzatzomus. But you have to be able to manage your time. This is a training ground. Our yeshiva is a training ground for life. To be disciplined with your time. To be able to deal with it. Perhaps Yosef HaTzadik and Reb Yehuda would have come to our yeshiva because they were able to meet the challenges. That's what Yosef HaTzadik is connected with Hanukkah. In Hanukkah, what did they try to do to us? They try to cause assimilation. They try to distance us, the Greeks, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they try to give the environment that would hurt us. And we know that we were successful. The Maccabim, the Rambam praises them, the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. And the only Chag that the Rambam discusses the history of the Chag is Chanukah. And the Rav Zatzal and the Rebbe Zatzal, the Bavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, asked that Kasha, why? And the Rav said, because the Rambam's Lishitaso, in the Chakdomer, the Yad HaChazaka, writes, all you need after I finish my work is a Tanakh and the Yad HaChazakah. Well, Chanukah is not in Tanakh, so you'd know nothing about the history of Chanukah, so he has to write it. And the Rebbe Zatzal said a different shot. If you want him to mefarsim the Nes, how are you mefarsim the Nes? You have to know the history. Someone asks you about the licht, you have to be able to tell them. It's a halachic statement. To the degree the Magen Avraham writes that Persumi Nisa is Likuva. If you are on a desert island and no one's there, there's no Chiv to light. Now, Rav Moshe Zatzal argues that there's Svei Dinim. There's a Maisad Lakin, Persumi Nisa. But according to the Magen Avraham, if you're not Mefarsim the Nes, if you can't be Mefarsim the Nes, no one's there, then there's no Chiv. What are you Mefarsim the Nes? This Nes that we were able to stay strong and not be affected. And not be affected in that environment. It's an amazing thing. Hashem gave us the Siyat Hashmai. Hashem made a nes for us. This is what Yosef HaTzadik, he remained strong. He didn't miss a beat. He didn't let it get him down. He didn't let difficulties get him down. And this is the pshat that we say in Al-Anisim. What do we say in Al-Anisim? Giborim yad ma'atim, tmeim yad tahirim. Those opposites we understand. Sadikim, right? Rishon yad sadikim. But then it's a zaydim yad oskei tahirasecha. What is that all about? So Rav Bernstein Shlita has in his sefer beautifully. The zaydim is a reference. The Beis Yosef says beferish. You take a look at it in Hilchos Chanukah. In Tav Kuf Pei Beis. Zaydim helutzim ad ma'od. mitorasecha. It's a pasuk in Kapitel Kufyutes. The Zaydim, they make fun of me, and they try to remove me from your Torah. But I don't get removed, David HaMelech says. I adhere to the Torah. And the pasuk in Mishlei says, Zayd, Yahir, late Shmo. Do you know what Zaydim are? They're people that are leitzanis. They're letzim. They're scornful. They belittle other people's values. And they're baalei gaiva. And they're confident about it. This is exactly what the Greeks were. They belittle our values. They belittle Hashem in the Torah. They belittled Am Yisrael, the Am HaNivchar. They used to say, Ein Elokei, Ein Chelek Elokei Yisrael on the Karen Shore. This is what they used to try to do. And we stayed strong. We were Asik B'Torah. We adhered to the Torah. What is Asik? It's an investment in the Torah. It's not just learning, it's the spirit of learning. That no matter what is the environment, I am strong. I am connected with the Eibishter. That's what it means. Zeidim biad oiske sorasecha. Zeidim biad oiske sorasecha. They can try and try all they want to cause assimilation, to distance us from the Torah, from Hashem. It's not going to work. We learn from Yosef HaTzadik. We learn from Reb Yehuda. Chacham l'chsheyirtze. We know how to box in problems. We know how to bracket it. We know it. That's not going to bother us. I got a 40 on an exam. I'm there the next day at Seder on time. I'm there the next day at Shir. You know, you're late for Seder, late for Shir. It adds up. You look back 3-4 years in YU. I was late for Shir or Seder 15 minutes. Add it up. It might be weeks. I'm not saying it's easy. I keep saying that. But if we have a good night's sleep, like I said, you could be strong and you could follow Yosef HaTzadik and Reb Yehuda and let difficulties not bother you. And you can smile and you can care about someone. You think about all the tzuris Yosef had. He's sitting in jail after being sold by his brothers and he sees two guys, other inmates, Ponim Zoafin, that they're sad. The butler and the baker. And he asks them, what's going on with you guys? And that opens the door to the whole geula. If he wouldn't have asked that, someone's worried about what's going on in their own lives. Are you able to get out of your Dalin Amos and ask another guy, you okay? Is everything okay? This is our Av, Yosef HaTzadik. The geula wouldn't have happened. Trace it in the Chumash. It would not have happened. Going through so much suras, he can do that? That's Yosef HaTzadik. He was able to box it in. If this is the case, maybe we could suggest that this is the teretz to the kasha that we asked before. The Re'im asks, Where is the takana of hadlakas neiris? It's not there. So Rav Zhulti develops in his sefer that if you look in the riaz on the Shulta Giburim and on the next to the Rif, he touches hodah as not being al anisim in tefila. He touches hodah as being hadlakas neiris. When you light the licht, it's a maisa hodah. It's not thanking Hashem normally verbally with speech, with an action. He's arguing on Rashi. Rashi says it meant alanisim. No, the Riaz says not that way. The Rambam defines it the same way that hodah means hadlakas neiris. It is in the Brisa. And when we light the licht, we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what situation we're in, we are the Am HaNivchar. We have emun and bitachon in Hashem. We have to work on emun and bitachon in Hashem all the time. That's the Chag of Chagas Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not in Torah Shebichsav. It's the Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the emun and bitachon that we express when we light. Not just through words when we say thank you. We light, it's a maisa hodah. That's why it could very well be Homachleikis Ramam Ravid, did they light the licht when we had the Beis HaMikdash or not? did they light the licht when we had the Beis HaMikdash? Hanukkah light. That's a big machlokes. Whatever the case might be, what we're suggesting is it requires a thank you, not just with words. It requires a thank you with an action. And that's what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what the situation is, not going to steer us and stop us from our avodas Hashem. Just this past Thursday, one of the great Goyne Yisrael was Nifter, Reb Shlomo Fisher, Zatzal, was a Goyne Olam Mamish. He was a Goyne Olam. I was zoicha to hear shiurim from him. He knew everything. Our Rebbe Rav Zalman Nechemia Zatzal said about him, to become a dayan, he didn't need bechinas. He knew kol haTorah kula mamish. And I know someone that once told me that in Yeshivas Itri, when he walked by his table, he saw on his notebook that Reb Shlomo Fisher had written, Nistapakti b'chalom. I had a suffix in a dream, something in lumdis. This was Reb Shlomo Fisher. Not only was he thinking in Torah when he was up and awake, but even while he was sleeping, he breathed Torah. He didn't make a difference. He was non-political. He taught all types of Yidim Torah. But that's our expression to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we love him so much, we appreciate him so much, that we've been made Dama Nifkar, no matter what situation we're in, we box it in and it doesn't bother us, to the degree we can dream in Torah. You chazer for the Bechina, you get up thinking about Niske Shreinim, you get up thinking about Kinyan Dvorim. This is what YU is, Baba Basra. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand what Chanukah is all about. And realize the connection to Yosef HaTzadik and to the concept of Chanukah, and why it's not enough to thank Hashem with words, but we actually fulfill the concept of thank you with an actual Maisad Laka. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Atta Dishmaya, that we fulfill these words, and may everyone have a Freilich and Chanukah.